So now Surya Bhai is being introduced in very, very decorative words. He is being welcomed in this huge hall deep from the heart. There's no one in the Brahmin family who does not know him. Samadhan, Ruhani Uran, these are TV programs through which we are in connection with him daily. And from the past 56 years, he's giving his services as a surrendered brother in the Yajna. And the biggest service of receiving blessings, the service of cooking Brahma Bhojan. He's the instrumental for that, through which the heart, the mind becomes pure. Bhaiji, brother, we request you earnestly, please tell us the method to have, how to have a good milan with Baba. So there's a poem, "Oh God, we had asked you for one star and you gave us the whole sky." This angel, this brother who is an angel of God, who made with the power of Jnana and Yoga the lives of millions very beautiful. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. Today, along with farewell to the old year, is also invoking the new year. So this is the time of the confluence of both. Baba, gives us of the congratulations of the new year, the new age, the new life. So congratulations to all of you too. But what is true congratulations? When our 2025,
year of spirituality
will be the year of spirituality. Will be the year of spirituality. For the world transformation, it will show us many different scenes, and also there will be cries of victory for Baba, and it will bring us the golden world in front of us. All of us, we will call this year the year of spirituality. It's an English word. So in Hindi language, bringing godly knowledge and yoga, the powers of all this in our lives. So this year will be that kind of year. I would like to remind you of Baba's elevated versions, and everyone will listen very carefully, attentively. Those who are very, very intelligent children here, or everyone, please sit down. Sister, sit down. Everyone, sit down. Everyone, please listen with attention. That elevated version of Baba is now going to be seen in a very practical form. Many years ago, about 60 years ago, Baba had said, "Child, that day will come before destruction, that on this earth there will be a spiritual revolution." And we are coming very close to that time. And then he said one more beautiful thing. Those who do service and have a great aim, listen to this Baba's elevated version. Before destruction on this earth, there will be a revolution of purity. Every soul will have the desire to become pure. So, how to give farewell to the old world? From tomorrow morning, how should we enter the year, in the new year, as soon as our eyes open? So let's talk about it today. From morning itself, Baba, the sun of knowledge, will be showering the rays, his rays over us, rays of all powers. All you brothers and sisters have come here, you will feel that Baba is present here. And this day of Milan, this loveful meeting, whenever it comes, well, every day Baba does come and he sends the rays of his powers from Paramdham on us every day. So now let's come and sit in this great feeling. Let's feel, I am a soul. And see your own form sitting in the hut of the forehead. I am the Master Son of Knowledge. In Paramdham, the Son of Knowledge, the Almighty Authority, let's see His Divine Form. His bright rays are constantly falling upon us. Godly powers are entering me. They are getting merged into me. Om Shanti.
Hamari tapasyaon ko.
Our tapasya, Baba has divided it in many parts. So let me remind you of certain things. God speaks. God spoke. To stabilize the intellect is your greatest tapasya. So whoever are doing this elevated tapasya or want to do this kind of tapasya, make this your main aim. Mind, intellect, to stabilize them. So the tapasvi children of God, the Father, their tapasya is to make the mind stable. And Baba has given us many methods that whenever the mind runs somewhere, where to take it, change the direction. He has made the intellect pure, divine. He has filled us with true jnana. So while using both the things, we will practice, very good practice to make the intellect stable. And then
यदि आप इस स्वमान में स्थित होकर दूसरों को आत्मा देख रहे हैं कि मैं शिव शक्ति हूँ मास्टर सर्व शक्तिवान हूँ तो आपकी शक्तियों की किरणें दूसरों को मिलेंगी।
Rays of your powers will continue to reach others.
ये बहुत सरल
This is a very simple spiritual endeavor. And every home can become free from obstacles. Those who are with families, please listen carefully. Your home, your service center, to make it free from obstacles, filling it with alaukik powers. This is the simple method to do that. So, in the new year, with great new zeal, lot of zeal. While forgetting the past, we will enter the new year. Every year we see this day. The years continue to pass by, and in Baba's Murlis these thoughts have come. These are such great reflection, contemplation, that we came down in Satyug, days went by, years went by, ages went by. We have completed a very long journey, and now we have finally reached God. So, at the end, completion of this journey, we have found God Himself. Baba's sweet version's beautiful words are, children, you should have the intoxication that God has come to our house as a guest. So let's call Baba today now, and in His presence we will experience it right sitting here. No one should think that Baba is not coming anymore in the corporeal. No, He is coming, and we will experience that right now. Come, let's take the intellect to Paramdham. Let's gaze at that great light, the one whom we had been searching for ages and ages. We will invite Him with a lot of love. Oh, the God of my prana, of my breath, my life. Oh, Almighty Authority, leave your home and come to us. We have come from very far away to meet you. Please, He listens to our sweet invitation. And then the Almighty Authority has started descending. See Him descending. His light, His rays spreading everywhere. He is descending, He is coming down. In the subtle region, He has entered Brahma. Both are coming down. They have come in front of us. Everyone, see Bab Dada right in front of you. In this huge gathering, only you and Bab Dada. Baba, whose beautiful bright rays are spreading everywhere. He's right in front of me. He is giving drishti. Baba is giving drishti. He placed his hand of blessings on my head. And with his hand, he is giving me all his powers. Feel his hand on the head, and from his hand, all the 8 powers are entering me and merging into me. And then by giving drishti, Baba returned to his abode. Om Shanti. Everyone, let's accept this. Baba, by keeping his hand on my head, he gave me all his powers. Have you accepted this? Do you accept this? Then remember this every day once. I have all the godly powers. We are now bidding farewell to 2024 in this way. To completely forget the past. The psychologists say that in the world there are many, many people, more than 70%. They are living under the influence of the past, what has already gone by, 1 year, 5 years ago, and some are even living under the influence that whatever happened in their childhood, even that they carry it on as a burden on their head. Today, in this golden time, it's a beautiful time today, the meeting, confluence of 2 years. Let's have a beautiful thought. Whatever happened with me or to me, no matter how bad it was, all that brought me to Baba, if that hadn't happened, even this wouldn't have happened. So whatever happened in my past, let's give thanks to even that, have gratitude. And in these beautiful days of godly meeting, everyone, let's attain the bliss. Now think with me, contemplate with me, whatever happened was Kalyankari, had spiritual benefit. Whatever happened, it was the fruit of all the seeds that I had sown in the form of karmas. The account is over now. I'm lighter now. We will not think why it happened, who did it, why did this one do it, This why, to be liberated from this is supremely important. Karmic account is finished, my debt is repaid, I am moving forward. And if you pay attention, it's true that in the obstacles, in the bad things, we have moved forward even more. So the play is completed. Today there's a Mahavakya, elevated version from the Murli. You must have noted it. If you want to receive a high status, then all that, all the opposites, respect, disregard, sorrow, anger, this, whatever comes, whatever opposite thing happens in your life, defeat, victory, you will have to tolerate it. He also said, a true jnani is one who remains equal in same. Not that I tolerate and then I lose my happiness. I tolerated, but I've become weak. Oh, I tolerated, but my life, I finished the zeal and enthusiasm in my life, I finished the courage in my life. So whatever comes, that is should be something that makes us move forward. So my mentality, mind, everyone, prepare your mentality in this way. So today, all the burdens of the past, let's give it, offer it to Baba. And with new zeal, new aim, new happiness, new experiences, along with all these things, we'll celebrate 2025, and we'll have this beautiful thought to do that. So everyone, we will forget the past. And the one who troubled you, I'm saying the same word which people usually say, this one troubled me a lot, he harassed me a lot, someone who gave you a lot of pain, someone who had stopped your path to move forward, or someone who had created a lot of obstacles for you. The task of the great souls, the task of the powerful souls is to forgive them, to forgive such ones. And it's only the powerful one who can forgive the other. The great souls are the one who can give the donation of forgiveness to others. Forgive them and become sukhi, become happy. There's no thought of revenge, no bhavna of revenge. If you continue to think of that, then you will not, you will be even losing out on the happiness of the loveful meeting with God. Just think how much deep happiness I'm getting. Even just because of a very small thing, I should not get deprived of this great happiness that I'm receiving. So think very deeply, very well. This confluence age, everyone listens about this. Here too in the classes, many have related to you. And we all know that this time of the confluence age is the time when we are sowing the seeds for the whole entire kalpa, where we are making our fortune the most elevated fortune. And whatever fortune we want to make, we can make it. We have the right, we have received that right. So all of us will think. Let's think. Everyone, please think with me. The golden days of this confluence age, how am I spending them? In the bitterness of the past? In the confusions of the present? In tiny trivial matters, yours, mine, or in the bliss of the godly bliss, while talking to God, having a conversation to Him, or while talking to human beings, while listening to human beings, or listening to God's priceless versions. How am I days being spent? Is it happening that I am confusing myself, entangling myself? The ones who get entangled in confluence age will not be called intelligent or having a good intellect. The time that I was waiting for, we were waiting for God to come. We used to tell Him so many things even without knowing Him. Now that He has come in front of us and He's come to give us everything that He has, what are we doing? So we will, this is a topic of great contemplation, beautiful contemplation, because many have entangled their lives in very trivial matters. You will say, well, what to do? We have confusions. What can we do? This happens, that one did this, this one did this. But everyone should remember, because you listen to Baba's versions, listen with even more attention. If you have an elevated stage, adverse situations will not remain. And in the easy method to make an elevated stage is self-respect, elevated awareness. As many elevated awareness and self-respect are there, to that extent, the stage will be good and adverse situations, confusions will finish. So we will now give bid farewell to the past, the song will be played, and everyone have a beautiful thought. I have to forget everything by giving the donation of forgiveness during traffic control. Let's give the donation of forgiveness and take power from Baba. काम क्रोध मद लोभ मोह वश आज सब मोहताज योग लगा कर पाप मिटा ले स्वर्ग सजा ले तू आज
चलना है घर वापस अब तो यही ज्ञान का सार
योगी बनो ज्ञानी बनो योगी जीवन है प्यारा योगी जीवन है प्यारा योगी जीवन है प्यारा
In order to celebrate the new year. the first beautiful thought that all of us will have. We will not just listen to it, but we will fill our mind with this great zeal and enthusiasm. Let's talk to Baba. Oh, my lovely Baba, you have fulfilled our heart's desires of many, many births. Now we will fulfill your great desires and hopes. We will use the force of 20 nails and in order to do whatever that you have told us to do. So write this down somewhere and then for a few days read this every day a couple of times. To keep the self in zeal and enthusiasm is in your own hands, and the one who has zeal or a deep passion, then in the fire of this passion all the obstacles are burnt out. So Baba used to speak this often. Obstacle got burnt in the fire of love. So we will take some kind of passion or love with us. Tomorrow, as soon as you wake up, we'll do this, and we will do this before going to bed tonight. I want to make my year of 2025 in this way. So we must definitely have a 5-point plan in order to get liberated from some major weakness that I have, which has been following me for a long time, which has started living in my mind, made its home there. So the planning, we will do the planning to finish that. We just won't have a thought. We always have a thought, a determined thought, but we must have a planning. So there is a very simple planning. For example, I'm going to tell you something different today. Some souls, for a long period of time, for many births, they have to face jealousy. Someone is jealous of me, I can't help that, but I will not stop because of someone's jealousy. No one's jealousy should disturb me. No one's jealousy, the fire of their jealousy cannot burn me. It will in fact make me move further forward. So let me make myself firm with such kind of thoughts. This is called making others' weakness your strength. There's somebody who's all the time after you, disrespecting you, defaming you. No matter whatever good you do, they're always commenting. So then, at such times, instead of getting disturbed, they might defame, they might insult, but we make a plan to be immovable, unshakable. So we have such some thoughts of knowledge through which the effect of others' defamation do not fall on me. And so the Baba gives us so much praise. He praises us. He gives us so much honor, so much respect. It should stay inside me all the time. Then their weaknesses will become my power. There is someone who lives with you, who is speaking to you very bad words. Well, and during the day, something or the other. Even if you make a small mistake, then they get a chance to shower a lot of stuff on you. Then, at such times, find some beautiful thought from Baba's versions so that the other's influence does not fall on me. With this and this elevated version of Baba, I will stay under the influence of this. Then that one's weakness will become my strength. In this way, everyone in the new year will make the self very powerful and move forward. I always say to the mothers, a power that they have, emotionally, the sisters and the mothers must not become weak. They must not become weak emotionally. Don't make the mind weak. Make it powerful. Whatever might happen, I am Shiv Shakti. My birth has been for this, to give Shakti to everyone. So please think about this with me. After Baba became a Vak, there was a beautiful wave of thoughts. Just as I, from Paramdham, I incarnate here on this earth, there is peacelessness here, there's Maya here, there are fighting and wars here, the calamities here, but their influence doesn't fall on me because I remember that I am the one who has come to change all this. Maya is there, but I have to finish Maya. There is peacelessness, but I have come to finish this peacelessness and to establish peace. So God has said this, so I should also have the same kind of thought. I have incarnated. I am the deity of that deity clan. I have come in this body to establish a pure sovereignty, a pure kingdom. I have incarnated to make the nature pure. So Baba has sent us from up above, filling us with these spiritual powers, not only mine obstacles, but even to finish others' obstacles. So let's do this beautiful practice for a few moments. I, the soul, am in Paramdham. See yourself as a shining star in Paramdham. I'm a beautiful, bright soul, and I'm sitting in my home. I descend from above to down below. I have come into the subtle region. In front of me, a Bap Dada. By giving drishti, by keeping his hand on my head, he says, "Child, go down to the earth. You have to establish peace in the world. You, on the basis of my Srimat and powers, you have to establish a divine kingdom with your purity, that power. You have to destroy Maya. So we have come down now. We have entered the body. So let's accept this beautiful thought. I am filled with godly powers. I am complete with the power of purity. I have to bring spiritual benefit to the world. I have to remove the sorrow of the unhappy ones. I have to make each and every home a pilgrimage place. Wherever I am, I have to make the vibrations of that place alaukik. ओम शांति।
सभी कल सवेरे
सो टुमारो मॉर्निंग एवरीवन एज़ सून एज़ यू वेक अप
सभी उठेंगे सवेरे
एवरीवन विल वेक अप इन द मॉर्निंग एंड कीप द एम Tomorrow morning, if you can, until 8 o'clock, until Murli time, if you can spend it in introversion, in silence, so you need to charge yourself for the new year, for the beginning of a new year, to start a new beginning by sowing the seeds of beautiful thoughts. Believe in this. Whatever powerful thoughts you will have as soon as you wake up tomorrow, continue with them 7 days, whether you're in the train or wherever you are, in the morning. And if you want to move forward more, then you can do it for 21 days. So those seeds will be sown, and not only the whole year, but the whole future. On the basis of that foundation, the whole building of the whole kalpa will be built. So as soon as you wake up, say good morning to Baba and feel that Baba's heart hand is on my head. And then after Murli, every day, when we say Yad Pyar Namaste to Baba, you know what happens in the Lokik? Children, they say Namaste to the parents, they touch their feet, and the parents keep their hand of blessings on the child's head. So we go to Baba, let's go to Baba and say Namaste to him. Everyone likes to say Namaste, but with the mind, let's go above and feel that we said good morning and Namaste to Baba, and Baba put his hand of blessings on my head for just few moments, even like 5 seconds every day. Then we will be connected to him. Then have a thought. I am the most fortunate soul of this world. Then stop for a few seconds. I am the victorious soul of every kalpa. I have the power to finish all obstacles. I am filled with all godly powers. I am the master, almighty authority. I am the same one, the one who is being worshipped in the temples. I am the one who is giving the visions. I am master, son of knowledge. I, through my elevated stage, have to glorify Baba's name, and I have to play a hero part in the part that is going to come of the cries of victory. Through my form, I have to reveal Baba's form. So have such beautiful thoughts. You must be having your own thoughts too. If some kind of weakness is along with you, then think, I'm liberated from this. Someone doesn't have tolerance. Then Baba's elevated, beautiful version is, as soon as you wake up, remember, I am the goddess of tolerance. Then the tolerance will awaken. So from tomorrow morning, so everyone will charge themselves with these very beautiful thoughts and listen to a very simple thing in your daily life, which you can do it as when you wake up in the morning, along with these thoughts. My day today will be such. Youth is sitting here, Kumaris are sitting here, they should also listen. When our subconscious mind is awakened, my day today will be such. 1 point plan or 3 point plan will be such. Will be spent in happiness. At every step, I will receive success. Today, I will have victory over Maya. Today, I will finish this obstacle. Such kind of beautiful thoughts. Start the day with them. and then you will experience every day how much power is there, strength is there in your thoughts. You will develop more faith in yourself. So, we will do the planning of the full new year by giving all the burdens to Baba. Well, we have heard a lot of things in the classes here. We hear them every day. Well, we are fortunate that we have the fortune of listening to God's versions. We have such a golden chance every morning. And those who have heard a lot of classes or are listening, make a beautiful plan for the next year, and everyone should make it individually. Center sisters can also give you a plan, and we can also send you some plans from here, but those will not be so powerful as the ones everyone makes themselves. And those who really want to move forward, those who want their number fixed in the Rosary of Victory, then they can make a plan for every month, 3-point plan. Only 3 points. And there should be one thing in it. I have to do so much yoga every day. Yoga doesn't mean just sitting. It means to become the embodiment of awareness in my karma. What to remember? What am I thinking? Secondly, just an example. For 1 month, I have to remain happy all the time. No one will be able to snatch my happiness away. Third point, in order to find a solution to some weakness, in this 1 month, I will not listen to any waste. My ears are close to waste. So such a 3-point plan, I can practice the self-respect points. And these planning, every child of Baba will do themselves. So now we will go to the subtle region in front of Baba Dada. And one more thing. Today we will be receiving Vardhan for the new year from Baba. Whatever you want, just keep it in your mind right now. What Vardhan do you want to receive? And then tell Baba with a lot of right authority, I need this, Baba. And then Baba, the innocent Lord, will come and give them the Vardhan that they desire. So now let's go with our zeal and enthusiasm to the subtle region. In one moment, feel I'm above the sky. In the subtle world. This is a world of angels, farishtas. Draw this in your mind, visualize this. There is a bigger sky above this other sky, where there is everywhere white moonlight. Here, Bab Dada is sitting on the seat of a lotus, the creator of the new world. The one who makes all of us like him, that Bab Dada. And around him, they are very divine. There's a divine aura around him. And in the forehead, the sun of knowledge is sparkling. Now let's talk to Baba and also keep the zeal and enthusiasm for next year in front of Baba so that Baba stamps them. We will do this. We will not do this. Baba put a tilak on my forehead and said, "Child, whatever Vardhan you want from me, take it." So now, with a lot of right, let's take from him the Vardhan for the world's benefit, to make the home a pilgrimage place. Baba kept his hand on my head, and the Vardhan that I had desired, Baba said, "Let it be so." So he gave it to me. And then, taking drishti from Baba, we returned to this body. Om Shanti. So we will listen to Baba's beautiful versions, and to enjoy those elevated versions, and to make those elevated versions your energy. This is an art. Each and every beautiful elevated version gives us energy if we accept it, if we feel it. So we are all very fortunate that we are listening to God again today. He just doesn't relate it to us, but from up above, He showers the rain of all His powers upon us. So while listening to the elevated versions, in between, also look upwards. Baba is showering all His powers, His energy, He's giving it to us. I, the soul, sitting in the hut of this forehead, I'm listening to this. Then you will get energy, and then the 2025, the year of spirituality. We have to make it that. It won't become on its own. We have to make it the year of spirituality with the power of our yoga and with our powerful vibrations. By making our purity perfect and by making our bhavna very great. So let's have a last thought. In 2025, I have to give good wishes to everyone. And morning and evening, 15 minutes each, I have to give sakash, do a planning of giving sakash to the whole world. This is a great act of charity. Many of your obstacles will be destroyed. You will get a lot of powers. You will be earning a lot of merit. Along with this planning, let's go to Param Dham, close to Baba, and enjoy this day today completely. May this loveful meeting bring a lot of spiritual benefit. Om Shanti.